You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And I can see on ESPN Play, man, I'm slouching today. What the hell? Like, what? Like, do you ever find like it's a day where you don't realize you're doing it, and then you just I looked on camera. It's like I'm all like hunchback today.
I don't like this.
From Sandwell,
something's going on.
My boy from Sandwell,
posture's bad.
My boy from Sandwell gave me a waist thing with a pad in the front that makes you sit upright for posture. I'm gonna bring it.
See, the microphone's here though, so you lean forward. And I'm sitting, and it's like if you look at that side angle is bad.
We've been asking for like, yeah, you look like you got the hunchback of Notre Dame.
See, now you're making me self conscious.
You got to tuck your hips. You got to tuck your pelvis forward.
Oh, I'm gonna sit the whole show.
Yeah,
like this. No,
yeah, man. I tell you what, like Samuel, he gave me one, $500 for free. I'll bring it in. Like,
can you get a second one for free?
I might. It's for real though. It's like. I drove home with it, and it really saved my posture. We have bad posture, man, sitting on your wallet, all kind of stuff, man. You know what I mean?
Sitting on your wallet especially.
Yeah.
Like you're off.
All them damn Amazon receipts for my kids. Every time I go to the house, I'm looking at my daughter, she got a damn Uber Eats back. Like, yo.
There's just something about when you get older, how you just find yourself just slouching more and more. For whatever reason, you're beaten down, you're tired, whatever it is. But that caught me at the end of the show. So keep me in check.
Are the Celtics slouching?
Nah, I don't know. We'll see.
What's their body posture? Yeah, but this
Nah, but they're going home. Like, they're probably feeling better. We got another day for that. But we got, you know what we have tonight? Stanley Cup playoffs.
Let's do that hockey.
The Stanley Cup. Now, I was corrected by a Canadian. It's not the finals. Stanley Cup final. Not plural. Because it's not, there's not more than one series.
Why the hell is the trophy in Boston? Or where was it at? L.A.? What was that?
It definitely travels around. But meanwhile, as you mentioned, those watching on ESPN Plus can see this video that we want to show you of the Stanley Cup, which will be won by either the Lightning or the Avalanche as the series starts tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. And there was the cup on display. And there is LeBron James.
The curse.
Stopped in his tracks. But then he touched it, Bart. Look, see?
Yeah, it's the last
he wanted
time
to check it out. Look, he's looking at the names on the side of that beautiful chalice.
Hold up.
Like he knows
if you look at it, you think he can recognize any. First of all, can he pronounce 80% of the names on there?
Guy Lafleur. Yeah. He's on there a lot.
He definitely can't say Stevie Yzerman.
No. If he sees the YZ, it's all over, right? Like, what?
Like, is that a silent? Like, it's like when you're reading the Stanley Cup, it's like you're doing the National Spelling Bee. Like, yeah, I need origin. Origin of word. Can you use it in a sentence?
All right, this name
Stevie
is
Stevie Y. This was is, Steve.
The
Stevie
origin
y,
is Sweden.
Yeah. Stevie Y was the youngest captain in hockey history.
Nice.
Fat.
Yeah, I like that. Well,
Gordie Howe still the official.
With the video
scorer.
Of LeBron James stopping in his tracks when he sees Lord Stanley's cup and stops, looks at it, and then touches it. I have two questions. The first one's an easy one. And it was asked on Get Up, so I'm stealing it.
So
sorry,
what?
But we all share
from
each other.
Call
it sharing.
Fracking.
Fracking. Will LeBron touch another trophy for the rest of his playing career?
No. No.
You're saying no. Hard no.
It's a hard. The
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
He won't ever get to a final.
Wow.
That's not breaking news.
I didn't say it's breaking news. It's just pretty strong. I mean, it's, you know.
Have you looked at the West lately? Rick
James.
Have you looked at the West?
Oh, we talked about it yesterday.
You got new coach.
Yep.
Westbrook not going anywhere because nobody's going to take that contract. Michael Jeffrey Jordan won't even take it. And, you know, like. I'm happy that Jordan got a developer of talent because I think that's good
for
LaMelo. Yeah,
yes.
I think that's good for LaMelo Ball.
I think LaMelo Ball is going to skyrocket with him. Remember what he did with D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
What he did with D'Angelo Russell, keep that in mind. LaMelo is far and beyond already ahead of D'Angelo when he went to Brooklyn and Kenny got him. But you watch what LaMelo, I've told everybody, that guy's going to be MVP candidate some point in his career.
I would go as far as saying LeBron next year, I'll be shocked if they're above a six seed.
Six seed. So you just don't see them. Meanwhile, Stephen A. is saying that he would take a healthy Anthony Davis over Jokic and Luka. What's going on in the First Take studio over the last couple of days?
Yeah, we need
to drug test some people.
Yeah, yeah.
They also did this list with Mad Dog that, I mean.
He been up in Boston. Man. He been on the West Coast. He been in the Bay with Fozzie Raley and Too Short. He been blowing the whistle for real.
That's a good point.
He been out there blowing the whistle. That's what he doing.
You walk in the streets in San Francisco, you can get secondhand high.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just the way it is.
Yeah, area.
Although around here lately, down in this area, if you walk around the streets, you can probably get a little secondhand as well. All right, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Bart's saying no. LeBron James will not touch another trophy the rest of his career.
Not even close.
But I want to ask you another one. Again, you're a Detroit guy. You've seen the Stanley Cup. You know what it's about. You understand hockey.
Yes.
I have said this many times. That trophy is the greatest trophy in the world.
It is.
When it comes to sports.
It is.
It's this something. It's iconic. It's incredible. Because, it stops people in their tracks. It stops LeBron James
It's not even shiny. It might have been dope, even doper if it was gold. But that would cost too much.
Wow, it's sterling silver. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but if it was gold, it would have been even doper. But the fact that this is something that continues to grow and it has the entire – see, like when you get a title, a Super Bowl title, it's just yours. It got your name on it. This has the history of the sport.
Right.
And it's not – and it's leased. It's not owned.
Right. Yeah, you keep it for the summer and you give it back.
Yeah.
You get a replica if you want to put it in your trophy case in your franchise.
Yeah.
But you give it back.
Yeah.
When it's over. You hand it back. Here you go. Everybody gets a day with it. That's a new thing. Well, it's not new anymore, last 35 years. But everyone gets a day with it, but you have to give it back.
Can we ask the fans?
I am.
And our listeners.
Of?
If you won the cup, where would you take it and what would you do?
What would you do with the cup?
Because it's legendary, right? Hasn't it been dropped? Had to be repaired.
There's some stories.
It's been in some parties. It's
been lost.
If you can do a memoir.
Oh, if the cup could talk. Somebody wrote a book.
Should do a memoir.
Oh, yeah.
About the stories.
No, there's a book.
Well, damn it. No, I want you to write a new one.
You want me to do a new one?
Yeah, me and you.
But I want, like, real stories.
Yeah,
like,
but.
I mean, ones you really aren't supposed to tell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is a tell-all book.
Like, we're going to go. If the cup could talk.
We're going to go to the scene of the crime.
It would reveal some things about some people that don't want you to know.
Yeah. You know how you put history back together and they put it back together?
Yeah.
We're going to do the stories. We're going to go back to the origin of where it happened, whether it's closed down or not.
Uh-huh.
We're going to reenact what happened. We're going to kind of piece it together.
Cup Chronicles.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of put it together, right? Yeah. Like when you go back and they do like the pharaohs and stuff like that. We're going to go back. I like that. Cup Chronicles.
Cup Chronicles. And we just go through like the different times. Because there's been.
The Chronic 2?
The
real Chronic 2.
The Cup Chronic. Which might have happened. I mean, it is a bowl. Just saying. But
Astray.
But the story is the stories about it, the history of it, the names on it, how you are remembered forever on that trophy. How old it is. There's so many things about it that make it to me just the quintessential.
It is.
That is the great trophy. Like they've had to reboot the Larry O'Brien trophy now. You see, they rebooted it.
Yeah,
now they've got
it.
And what else are they doing? They're also putting it in a Louis Vuitton case.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup has been carried around in a case for decades.
Yeah.
They have it in the big black case. They take it with them. Once that case opens, it's like, unbelievable.
That's number one. There's no argument there. You're not going to get an argument from me. You're not going to get an argument from
me. Some people will say the World Cup trophy, and my response is, it's not even a cup.
Yeah.
It's called the World Cup, and the trophy's not a cup.
Don't they drive it? Does somebody run over it? Is it just one cup? Or do they get new ones? It's not like Lord Stanley, where it has everybody's
history. No. It's trophy each year.
So, I would say the one that – see, so it's no argument at one. I think we need to open it up for what's the second best trophy. Because I do like the Sears football. That thing is kind of dope for the national championship football.
Oh, the national championship.
Yeah, that's kind of dope.
That trophy is pretty cool. Like, I think the Lombardi.
Because the only one is
there's something special about the Lombardi.
But it's so plain. Like, that one has craftsmanship. It's like crystal glass. It's etched out, fire blown. You know what I mean? Like, a trophy that you can just hold up in one hand, man, anytime, just throw it in. Yeah.
I don't know. Something about the Lombardi I kind of like.
It's not better than that trophy.
You don't think that's special?
You know what I love about
Stanley Cup?
Which one?
The one that Rob Manfred once called a piece of metal. The commissioner's trophy, the Major League Baseball, the World Series champion trophy.
I mean, that's, what is that?
Yeah.
The stadium with a bunch of pennants. What is that?
Yeah.
You can't even enjoy it because you might poke your eye out with it.
Sharp edges.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You might bend
it's very
one.
Very dangerous.
It's so easy to bend it too. Like somebody runs to oh.
You can't play with
it.
So
fragile.
You can't have fun with it. You can't drink out of it. You can't do anything with it.
You know what I love?
You don't want to kiss it. Like you can kiss the Lombardi trophy, right? That's a special moment. You douse it in champagne.
Yeah.
But what do you do with that thing? Like poke your eye out with it.
Here's the thing about the Stanley Cup. I mean, if I was playing hockey and I won, I imagine one of the first things you do when you have an intimate moment with it
Excuse me?
You start reading the names.
When you have a what moment?
An intimate moment.
Really?
You know, like when you got
for the
day.
With the Stanley Cup?
When you got it yourself, you know what I'm saying?
And you do and what?
I would bet that you would start to read and respect the history.
Oh, that.
You know what I mean?
That's what you meant.
Yeah, I think because there's no other trophy that you look at where you think about those who have won it behind, like, and you actually go and start looking for names of people that are great.
I know.
That you looked up to and idolized, trying to figure out, okay, where's the 92? Where's 92? Where's 9? This is the team I rooted for.
Yeah.
And I'm right here with it.
Right.
So it's special in that regard, even though it is a Canadian trophy.
Well, it's really not actually Canadian.
But they created the game.
Lord Stanley was actually
so he stole it.
British, French?
One of those.
But made it as a challenge cup for teams to play back in, I think it started like late 1800s. Like, it's that old. But, yes, it was then adopted by the NHL, and it has turned into an NHL thing, and it's very special. And the Lightning are trying to get their name on it for a third straight year, which hasn't been done in almost 40 years.
I just think the Avalanche are
And the Avalanche are very good. And that all starts tonight again, 8 p.m. Eastern, ABC, the Stanley Cup Final. It begins, and this ABC, ESPN, I mean, the home for championships right now for the winter sports, because after that, you game one, and then tomorrow night, game six, NBA Finals.
Benito?
And the Larry O'Brien will be in the building.
Benito?
And will the Warriors get that? And if they do, what does it mean? Not just for Steph Curry, but for some other people, including the head coach. Got a question for you, Bart, about Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
And that. And we got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, Bart's going to tell us about O'Reilly.
Your check engine light on. Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let their professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. They will retrieve the code, discuss the possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. They can even help you find a service center online. Just visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop. When you see the check engine light on, get the answers you need from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Music.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not yet, but we're a day away from finding out if they can win a fourth championship. We'll get to that conversation here in a minute. I want to read a couple of tweets. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. A couple of tweets on the championship trophy discussion that we just had there. As LeBron James saw the Stanley Cup, and he stopped in his tracks. He had to touch it. Like, everybody just sees it, and you want to just say, he did touch it, which players will tell you, don't touch if you didn't win it.
You know what it is? It's like the Lord of the Rings. No, Lord of the Rings, it turns you evil, and like the darkness get on you.
But that's what player. Now, he obviously would never play for
a
Stanley Cup, so it doesn't matter.
Rubbed it. No,
but he definitely wanted to feel it, and he touched it, looked at some of the names on it, of the different players, and we know there's so many names on there, you're just like, I don't know how to pronounce
it. Did he recognize any one of them?
What was that? Like,
he was just looking for Wayne Gretzky. He's looking for Wayne Gretzky.
Well, he's on there a few times,
Yeah, but that's what he's looking for. That's the name he recognized. Yeah, where's Wayne Gretzky?
But still, we were asking. We feel, and Bart agrees, he's from Detroit, he knows, I am slouching. It is the best trophy in sports. It is the most iconic trophy in sports. And some people on Twitter agree and disagree.
You can't even hate on it.
No, and also, what would you ask? What would you do with it? Joey, who is from Iowa, said he'd have a threesome with it.
Mm.
All right, man. I mean, you know. That's where your brain is right now.
I mean, that's how you feel it. I mean, I'm sure it's saying some sexual stuff.
I would imagine the cup would not blush.
Some love potion.
I imagine the Stanley Cup, if it could talk or it could react, it would. If you did that, it would not blush because it's like, man, been there, done that.
That's all you got?
That's all you got. That's it.
That's a little aggressive.
Tom.
Come on, Tiny. Come on, Tiny Tim. That's what? You didn't even put a dent in it.
So Paul said that he would take the cup and make the biggest Jim Dandy sundae from Friendly's. And just fill it with ice cream. I believe that has happened. I believe some people have won the cup, put ice cream in it, their kids have eaten out of it. I've know that some dogs have eaten dog food out of it.
Ah.
That is true.
Was a Doberman pitcher, I thought, was that dog. The
Claret Jug, that's actually a pretty iconic one as well. British Open. Heisman Trophy?
Nah. It's cool because it's the only one that's a human.
It's kind of statue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a statue. Yeah. That's an individual. That's not a team thing.
The Indy 500. That's pretty iconic as well.
I would make it a bowl of cereal out of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, No. But what's in definitely that cereal? What's in that cereal? Because that tells a lot about a person.
Fruity Pebbles.
That's gonna get soggy in 2 seconds.
It's all good.
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729.
Regular Fruity Pebbles.
3776.
Or marshmallow Fruity Pebbles. Or chocolate Fruity Pebbles.
Let's take Mike in Michigan. What's up, Mike?
You can't eat milk. Lactose.
Hey, partner.
What's happening?
You just mentioned it. I'm a diehard Red Wing fan, so yes. I love the Stanley Cup.
Stevie Y, baby.
The Borg Warner at Indianapolis. You got to see that one.
Oh, yeah. No, that one's definitely pretty special.
Tell me this. Who's your favorite Red Wing of all time?
Got to be Yzerman.
Yes. Thank you. Did you like when Bob Probert came over just to be the goon for a year?
Not Gordy.
Huh? I'm just curious to see if Sergei Fedorov is going to be brought in as the next coach.
I love Sergei. I love Sergei.
That's the rumor out there.
He took the baton from Stevie Y
Mike Tortorella. Thanks, Mike. Mike Tortorella, I think, is getting the Flyers job, according to rumors. Tort's doing some TV for us.
I wonder this because, you know,
Philly.
Since Detroit has not been good in this, like, from 2010 on up, you know what I mean? They dominated early. They're like the Yankees of hockey. They used to spin, you know, the owner passed away. It's dope that Little Caesars is now the official pizza of the NFL. Pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you hate all things Detroit? A lot of people don't know the origins of Little Caesars is Detroit.
No, I'm well aware of it.
Yeah.
So, isn't that Mike Ilitch?
Mike Ilitch. Yeah. I wonder he owns them and the Tigers. It was always amazing to me. It was kind of like we had our own Dolan situation where we didn't understand why the Red Wings was always so good and the Tigers always so bad. It's like, you own both squads. Why is one great? Like, whoever managed that would come over here.
It's all about who you hire.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's all about how you spend your money. Tim is in Missouri, wants to sound off on this. Go ahead, Tim.
So I used to work at a Italian place in Dallas, Texas, that was the favorite hangout of the stars, and I have seen multiple pictures of the Stanley Cup filled with pasta.
Yes. Yes.
That would have been the night. That would have been earlier in the evening before it didn't quite make it into Dimebag Daryl's pool off the roof.
I've heard about that as well. It has sunk to the bottom of a pool. That has happened as well. Thank you, Tim.
Good thing it's Sterling Silver.
But that's what's cool about it. It's useful. There's things you
and
can
the thing
do
is,
with it.
And even if you break it, they can repair it and like put it back together.
And that has happened too.
Unlike the one that was the thing
the
that
cup, the cup dude has
dropped
been
the
broken.
Cup and it dropped it. Dude was holding it up. You got to be the biggest dope. You think I was shook when I spilled my shake in the control thing.
Yeah, but all right. So we'll continue your calls on this. I love the interaction.
Please call in about is LeBrick going to win another one?
Well, that's just kind of the fun of it. That was said
it's
on
like
Get
the,
Up.
It's like the Madden curse.
And it was kind of a fun thing.
It's like the Madden
it's
curse.
It's not the Madden curse.
He touched it.
It's a different sport.
It's like Lord of the Rings, son. I'm telling you, it's evil in there. If you don't deserve to touch it, you can't touch it, LeBrick.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know how that works. All I know is that. It
Man,
stopped
the
him
Kawhi
in his
laugh when you need him.
It stopped him in his tracks. Why do you want the Kawhi laugh?
Because I'm laughing at LeBron. He touched it. You don't know what you just did.
Well, they might not be the best team in LA next year. Talk about, you know what I mean?
Is that a tease?
No, it's not a tease, because what I did tease, though, is a question I have to ask also. And that involves if the Warriors win this championship in the next, you know, two chances, they got to win one. And Steve Kerr, as a head coach now, never mind Steph Curry. Steve Kerr would have four championships as a coach. Never mind as a player. This is strictly as a coach. And
he's on Popovich's heels.
Well, is he though?
Yes, he's on Popovich's heels.
Of what? Popovich's heels of what?
Being one of the greatest coaches of all time. He got to win like six more or seven to catch Phil. I think really it's Wooden.
Steve Kerr right now has 92 wins in his playoff career, and that is ninth all time. Ninth. The top three are obvious. If you can guess the top three, who would they get? Guess them.
Red Auerbach.
Red is not in the top three. Red is.
Oh, what? Wins, red, of, red all, wins, are the wins of all time?
Wins, like games wins, oh, not championships.
Lenny Wilkins.
No. Playoff games.
Oh, playoff games.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, I think the top three are pretty easy.
Yeah, Phil is, of course.
Phil, number one.
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley's number two. If I told you it's not Red, I mean, it might be obvious who that third guy is. You mentioned him 2 minutes ago.
Chuck Daly?
You didn't mention Chuck Daly.
You know I'm going to throw Detroit in there regardless.
Greg Popovich.
Yeah, you know I'm going to throw. Every time I can throw Detroit in there.
Right. Believe it or not, Steve Kerr is behind Eric Spoelstra in wins in the playoffs. So it's the game's amount. It's 126 he's coached. So that's a difference. But if I gave you the percentage, he's number one all time in win percentage because he's at 73%, which is insane.
Right.
But I want to ask you this, and everybody else at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Would Steve Kerr become one of the great coaches of all time with his success? There you go right there on ESPN Plus. Look at the comparisons. Would you put him in that category? And I mean all time, not just in the sport. Because if I asked you, what coach would you want to run your team? And you could have anybody in their prime.
John Wooden.
Is Steve Kerr the first name you come up with? This is not an indictment on Steve Kerr. It's just a question. It's the amazing success he's had, but do we view him like we view Phil and Pop and Red Auerbach and Bill Belichick?
He looks too young. He looks too young. That's probably because he got that baby face and he looks young. Right, those guys look seasoned and withered.
But do you see what I
mean?
In
good shape? Yeah.
Do you view him though as someone that you're like, man, that guy is a great coach I want running my franchise? Because in the history of the sport, you're going to names like Phil Jackson and all the success he had and how he managed stars. Pat Riley and what he was able to do, again, managing stars, great success. Popovich and building the culture he built. You could go to Red Auerbach and what he did with the Celtics in all those years.
I think he catches Popovich. I don't think he catches
Chuck Daly. You're taking you're taking him over Chuck Daly. You're taking him over.
I am. I'm taking him over
Chuck. Riley.
I'm taking him over Chuck simply because he has more success with his core, right? So like it's hard to put him over Phil because Phil won with two different sets of superstars. It's hard to beat him over Pat Riley because Pat Riley has been to the Knicks, made them a success. He's went to different franchises and he's won at a high level and he's moved upstairs and still did that.
And one thing to keep in mind,
what about
Steve
Jerry
Kerr's
West?
Coach for eight, he's had 8 years as a player in the playoffs.
Yeah.
8 years in the playoffs. Everybody else is like the lowest of the top 10. Casey Jones, 10 years. Okay. And then Eric Spoelstra, 14. Everybody else, 20 plus.
Yeah. And Kerr's
had great success. But he hasn't really been around that long.
Yeah.
So maybe is it just the longevity part of it that, you know, he's still relatively new, even though
that's what it is.
For 8 years, he's been, 6 of the 8 years, he has been a guy that has made it to the top of the mountain.
Phil has looked like Colonel Sanders since the Michael Jordan days.
So a lot of stuff out there that we just left with you. We want to talk with you today.
You know, he looked like Colonel Sanders, that mustache and those glasses he used to wear.
There's no doubt about that. I'm with you 100%. All right, but we got a lot to do. It's hump day. Let's have some fun with this today. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What's your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com. We've got your calls. We'll get to those next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We got a little breaking news here from Adam Schefter. The Steelers and Minkah Fitzpatrick agree to a 4-year extension. So Minkah's going to get over $18 million per year.
They write funny.
Well, why are you reacting like this?
They write funny contracts, though, man.
What do you mean?
Like they're
$36 million guaranteed at signing.
36 at signing.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's what they do. It's by signing.
Keep the cap number.
No, it's at signing, but it's not guarantees. How much is the total contract guaranteed?
I just said $36 million guaranteed at signing.
That's low. You see, but that's the thing. Guaranteed at signing, not guaranteed.
Okay.
We talking about Lamar. We talking about Deshaun Watson get 230 guaranteed. We talking about Aaron Donald, what did he get? 56, 100 guaranteed, $36 million guaranteed.
Cooper Kupp got $75 million.
$75 million guaranteed. Yeah. Now, Minkah Fitzpatrick,
may be
the number one safety in the game. If not, he's definitely top three. And he's getting what did you say, 36 million guaranteed. Yeah. I would not have been
4-year extension, 18.4 per.
I would not have let
there, a little more details there on ESPN
Plus. I would not have let my client sign.
So William Morris, all right. So
that is a bad deal. That is a bad deal.
Really?
That is a horrible deal.
Well, you got to see. Before you say that, make sure all the details though.
Once I see that's it. $34 million guaranteed.
$36 million.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Once I see $36 million guaranteed, that's always been an issue with the Steelers. They guarantee that. So guess what? After that, it's not guaranteed. So that if he get hurt next year, the year after, they can cut him.
He's a safety, man. I mean, I know he's the best safety, but it's still like.
Okay, let's go to the best safeties in the game.
But it's position. I'm not going to do this because you're going to get us off course.
Ed Reed may be the greatest football player to ever play.
You always say that.
Troy Polamalu may be one of the best football players to ever play.
We're paying quarterbacks. We're paying wide receivers top dollar. We're paying edge rushers, of top dollars.
That might be less than what Earl Thomas got.
All right, you look that up. We'll get some calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Horrible.
Derek is in Ontario. Derek, I cannot pick up the call. Somebody pick it up for me, please. Derek?
Hello.
How you doing, Derek?
Good. How are you?
All right.
The Stanley Cup is the holy grail of sports. I've had a chance to hold the cup and sip out of it.
Nice.
And you're quite right that when you get to the cup, you start looking for the names, the players, the teams that you loved, and your crack staff could get on this. There are players with their names appear multiple times in the cup, but spelled wrong each time. And there's some funny things
I have seen that
happened with the cup.
I have seen that. Yes. In fact, Derek, I know one of the years the Islanders won the cup. No, they do. One of the years the Islanders won the cup, they actually have X'd out a player's name. Like, it's just right. The weirdest thing. That there's all the weird things about it. But that's, again, what makes the lore. Thank you, Derek. That's what makes it just so interesting. Hopefully, I'll be able to pick up calls here on this end. Let's continue with the conversation. Nick is in Newark. Nick, now I can pick him up. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how's it going? I got a funny story about the cup. My uncle was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force stationed in Anchorage, Alaska. And in 2000, when the Devils won, Scotty Gomez brought the cup back to his hometown of Anchorage.
Right.
And how they have the guys who handle the cup with the white gloves and everything. My uncle went up to him and said, "Wow, the Stanley Cup. I've never seen it." The guy came up to him and was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's Lord Stanley's cup and you're not allowed to touch it." So a couple hours later, they're touring the Air Force base and they go right to my uncle's fighter jet. And they go, "Man, look at this plane." And he goes, "Whoa, that's an F-15E Stryker Eagle, and you're not allowed to touch it."
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you what, you could touch my plane if I could touch your cup.
Exactly.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
That's sort
exactly.
of that, that's sort
like
of
we'll
how
do
you
one
do
for
it.
One.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love the story. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate you, man. Let's go to Jay in Harrisburg. Jay.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good.
Hey, want to put a trophy, a very unique trophy out there. You might have to do a little research, but back in the day, there was a PGA event called the BC Open.
Yes.
That had a very unique trophy that a lot of PGA Tour players actually tried to come and win it because they wanted it. It was such a unique trophy. It's of the cartoon character that Johnny Hart did back in the day.
BC, yeah, I remember that. I do. I remember that. I love that. And yeah, now where was that held? The BC Open.
Endicott, New York, in Broome County.
That's why it was BC, Broome County. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, but Johnny Hart was from that area, and so they kind of got him involved, but it became actually, it was a great little tour event. It was always opposite the Ryder Cup.
Uh-huh.
But it was actually, I was there. My uncle used to work at it. I was a standard bearer. And I think it was either the first or second event that Tiger played when he came on tour.
Oh, I'm looking at the trophy right now. That is tremendous. Yeah, love it. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate that.
Next year, I'm going to go with the Paul Bunyan Cup between Michigan and
Well, there's also those things, too. I'm talking about winning a championship, kind of a deal. That's what we're looking for. Conversation's been fun. Let's keep it going. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up, we got more of your calls. Deshaun Watson speaks, and we're going to let you know that he probably just shouldn't. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's continue with your calls. We had a couple of questions out there for you, several of them, in fact. We've been talking about the Stanley Cup final begins tonight. The Stanley Cup up for grabs between the Avalanche and the Lightning. Can the Lightning put their name on the cup 3 straight years? We shall see. Game 1 tonight, 8 p.m. on ABC, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we've been talking about the cup itself. LeBron touched the cup. He saw it. It stopped in his tracks. And, you know, the fact that he touched it, the question, of course, that was asked on Get Up, it was kind of funny. Will he touch another championship trophy again the rest of his playing career? That, Steve Kerr, and what his impact would be, winning another championship in the history of coaches. So plenty to get to with you. Let's do it now. Let's go with Lucas in Florida. Lucas, once again, can't pick up the call, guys. Lucas,
what's up, guys?
What's happening?
All right, much another day in Fort Myers. Just wanted to say LeBron.
Our spot. That's our spot, baby.
The only way he's going to win. You already know. Only way he's going to win another championship is if he come back to the Heat. I feel like that team's ready. Just needs more scoring.
Mm.
And I would say the best trophy out of all four American sports got to be the Lord Stanley. If it was me, I'll probably whip up some margaritas in there.
There you go. Again,
just say cold.
That has been done.
Do you put the Stanley Cup in the deep freezer first, so it's nice and cold, and then get the condensation?
You put it upside down in a bunch of salt, like the
you know what I'm saying.
Do it the right way.
Lick the rim.
It got to be the right way. Thank you, Lucas. Let's continue. David has this on the. I cannot pick up calls. I do not know why. David in Gainesville. David.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I'm a Steelers fan way down here in Florida, and so I'm kind of alone. But I will say on the Minkah Fitzpatrick thing, I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Great play.
I'm somebody who believes in fully paid contracts, fully guaranteed, but I don't think that how the NFL's salary cap is set up right now, that is a sustainable practice for teams, and I think they're going to have to overhaul that to be able to make that work. And I just want to know your thoughts. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, David. I think we're seeing a lot of this because of the influx of TV money that's coming over the next couple of years.
They'll never do the whole thing.
No.
But they get a big chunk. Aaron Donald got how much guaranteed? Deshaun Watson got 230. But pretty much Kirk Cousins had his guarantee. Whoever's behind, you got Aaron Rodgers guaranteed, what, 70, whatever? He make 50 a year. Like, it's big guarantees that's been out there. I'm just surprised Minkah Fitzpatrick got less guaranteed than Jamal Adams did a year before. He got more of an annual value at 18 instead of 17. But you're supposed to push it forward, not behind. Like, and I was correct. He gets a signing bonus at signing, but that's not, you know, that's all his guarantees.
That's it.
Jamal has some more money outside of it. And
back
that's
in 10 seconds.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue with your calls. We'll keep talking a little Stanley Cup with you. We got a Hall of Famer going to join us in the next hour, Brian Trotsche. Guy that has lifted the cup four times. His name is on it. Five times?
They spell it right
maybe
there.
Maybe six times.
They spell it right. They spell it right every
Pittsburgh
time.
Pittsburgh, too, remember.
Spell it right every time.
Brian Trotsche, I would think a guy like him, you know how to spell his name. So we'll talk with him coming up next. We got more to get to, of course, in baseball. Tom Glavine, speaking of Hall of Famers, he's going to join us later in the show, as well as the Mets and Yankees keep winning. And so do the Braves. Bart.
Okay. Did you hear that uh-huh. they threw again that DeGrom's throwing too now?
Yeah.
They don't want to see night nights.
All right. Well, let's get to Straight Talk though. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because Deshaun Watson, as all the mini camps around the NFL, we have a bunch of them open, including in Cleveland. Kimberly Martin, of course, is in Cleveland, because where else would Kimberly Martin be when it comes to covering football? She's always in Cleveland, and she's been covering Deshaun and the whole story around the Cleveland Browns. He spoke. And you know his situation, everybody. It's not getting better. It might be even getting worse. Adding two more names now to civil lawsuits to make it 26 at some point this week. The New York Times story outlining a lot of things that when you read it, you just shake your head and think, this is a major problem for him. And if it were me, I would just say no comment. Like, I would say it doesn't do me any good to talk about this. I'm not talking about it, but he is.
Honestly, it's been tough. You know, just trying to make sure that I stay balanced with my mental and just my social life. But I have a great family. I have a great legal team, and I have a great support cast here in this organization. So when I walk into the building, all that stuff is outside. I got to focus on football and my teammates, building that trust with those guys on the football field and off the field, and just really just coming to work, because the game plan is, you know, the season starts and getting everyone on the same page.
Oh, that's great. He also, as we mentioned yesterday, you know, his only regrets are what people around him have to deal with this, and his teammates have to deal with, and the team has to deal with. And then he reiterated that he did not assault anyone, maintaining his complete innocence in all of this. And I'm sorry, Bart. I don't know how you feel. There's a lot about this story that you can talk about with your friends and have an opinion about, that we all kind of know there's things that happen in the world. Let's not pretend like things don't happen in the world. But this is not a – I know I've heard a lot of different people try to talk about this story the last 2 days, and it's uncomfortable. So I'm not going to do that to you guys listening to the show. Yeah. It's a story. It's a topic. It's a news headline. So we address it. But, Bart, I'm telling you, there's just things that you'd want to say – that you kind of feel, that you understand.
He should have said this is an active investigation.
And I'm not going to talk about it.
I can't comment on it. I spoke about it the first time. And
he shouldn't have done it either.
I'm not speaking on it anymore.
Right.
We haven't seen Kraft speak anymore about his stuff.
Nope.
Just be quiet.
But again, is Robert Kraft in the public eye all the time? Is he on the field? Is he out there? No. So you don't have media always asking you questions. Deshaun's in a situation where he's playing football right now. Will he play in the fall? Still remains to be seen. But this is an active thing that's going on right now with these lawsuits,
less is more,
and investigation. And even though the league has – they said they're done, but they don't have an answer. Of course they can't have an answer yet. The league can't decide anything until this is figured out, right? So I'm just saying this. If you guys want to talk about it, you know the number. If you feel it's something that needs to be talked about, you know the number. I don't feel like it's something that we can freely talk about, because we are on airwaves where this is certain things you can't talk about, you can't say. And so I'm not going to be on a high horse. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. Can't. This is one of those stories that you acknowledge as a headline, but I don't think it's one where you should have a take, because you don't know everything. And there's a lot of things that you know that are not comfortable things to talk about publicly. You get what I'm saying? You lived the life as a player. You understand there's levels to all this stuff. And I don't think I'm not saying he's innocent. I'm just saying he shouldn't say a damn thing. Nothing. Because it only just creates more conversation about it around him. And the idea, Bart, that they promoted this, that he had a bunch of families come out for a movie night and he paid for all that. Like he said that. Like trying to give back to the community. That's eyewash, man. Yeah. Like you're just doing nice things so people look at you as in a nice way.
Come on, you're in a bad spot. It's weird, man.
Go hide right now.
Because he's been known for doing stuff like
that. I know.
But when you announce it, you got to understand.
Man, read the New York Times story and tell me that.
You got to understand the landscape.
He's not in a world of trouble.
Yeah, you got to understand the landscape, man. That's not your line, bro. We don't need to really hear less is more. We don't want to hear.
And you got $250 million guaranteed. Yeah. You should be doing nice things with your money. You should be helping people with your money. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm already probably sounding like, you know,
Buck Nasty, the ultimate hater.
The ultimate hater. And it's not really about that. And that's, I think, my struggle with this story, Bart. This is my struggle with the story. Is it sounds like I'm hating and I'm not. What I'm trying to do is say, you shouldn't be talking. Yeah, if I'm the NFL, I wouldn't want him talking. If I'm the Browns, I really don't want you talking.
Yeah, that's not your line, bro.
Not about that. You want to talk about the Browns? You want to talk about what you hope to do this coming season? Fine.
Yeah, that's
but this story.
Not all PR firms are created the same. Where's the Knicks, Mary J. Blige dude?
Huh?
Where's the Mary J. Blige dude? Whoa. The Knicks hired the Mary J. Blige crisis manager the first year. Dolan hired him.
And they got more controversy.
You'll come back to you. We talked about that on the show a couple times. It's okay, man. It's okay.
You talking about Steve Stout?
Is that the dude that
I have no idea who he's talking about.
So it's a black dude that used to do the PR when they kept having these PR gifts, and he was Mary J. Blige publicist or something like that, and they brought him back, and we used to make fun of him all the time. He's like, what is this dude doing? Remember he went on a show? He went on
Steve Stout. You're talking about Steve Stout?
Yeah, yeah.
He was in the music industry. They brought him in, and then he went on Stephen A. And he said things, and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah. They need to hire him.
No, they should not. No, that's probably not
the way
to go.
Hired a Stouty and they go Audi.
Yeah, well, it's Straight Talk, but by Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. I hope any of that made sense. But again, if you guys want to talk about it, you know this show. We will talk to you about it. But for opinions and whatnot, for something this detailed, this deep, and this nuanced, great word, it's almost impossible to have
that was my word of the day. When I woke up this morning,
the nuance was the word of the day.
I tried to learn a new word,
and you waited for this moment to say it.
Perfect timing. I felt like on Higher Learning, all more apps when you read a new word out the dictionary day, and Holly Berry told him to shut up. He sounds stupid.
Just threw me a life preserver there. That's all. Coming up, what it's like to raise the Stanley Cup.